Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave. Everything new brought to you by your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. Welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is on Dwayne Wade and his son. If you all live under a rock, which I know none of you do, Dwayne Wade has made the decision to get his son castrated. Get rid of his reproductive organs. And I don't think that's such a good idea. Everyone's blaming Dwayne Wade, and I really think that the blame should go on everyone. Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, whoever Dwayne Wade has his son surrounded by, because there's more to the story that they aren't telling us. But if you know how to read between the lines, then you get the whole story regardless. Dwayne Wade's son is only 12 years old. How does he know that he likes boys? How does he know this? He doesn't. This has been pushed on him. As much and as hard as it is to believe this, it's the only thing that makes sense. He's only 12. This boy has not reached puberty yet. It's just, it puts you at a loss for words, yet you have so many. Because it is a touchy subject. And this is a prime example of letting others raise your child, letting ideas influence your child, having your child at such a weak state that he's easily influenced by anything. Let's look at Gabrielle Union. This woman, I've never been too fond of Gabrielle Union. The roles that she play in movies are cool. I used to watch, Mary Jane Paul that used to come on BT. I love that show. But literally, this woman is telling you who she really is through every character in movies, on TV shows, in interviews. She's telling you guys who she is. If you've seen Mary Jane Paul, that show that used to come on BET, in that movie, she could not conceive. And it was very hard to love her. That is her in real life. A lot of people say that when you're an actor, the roles that you play are either the opposite, complete opposite of the type of person you are, or the exact person you are. The other night I was watching this older movie. I wish I knew the name. I should have wrote it down. Maybe if I describe it, I know what I'm talking about. So pretty much it's a high school, and it's two Caucasian females that play. The dude who played the Joker, he was in that movie when he was younger. And pretty much he was paid to date. Gabrielle Union had played in this movie when she was younger as well. And it was a scene that stuck out to me. Her friend, she wanted to date this guy who was really hot, but he was really dumb. So they didn't really have much in common. There was a scene where he had asked her, hey, we're going to this guy's party afterwards. Would you like to come? And the girl was like, I have to be home at a certain time. I don't think I can go. Gabrielle Union was like, hey, look, I'm free. I'll go. I believe this is how Gabrielle Union really acts in real life. She's selfish. But she says this. She tells us this through character. She tells us this through interviews like the Red Table Talk. She's told us this before. She wanted a daughter. She could not conceive. And I'm not even going to take all the credit for this information that I'm sharing. One of my close friends, her name is Christian Hill. I listen to a lot of ideas and a lot of things she says. She is really in tune with her spiritual side. And she's really helped me through a lot of aspects when it comes to spirituality and understanding myself as an Afro-American woman. She came up with this notion that, you know, it was Gabrielle Union's idea. And it was kind of messed up because she wasn't able to have children. So Dwayne Wade had a son. And what did she do? She forced the idea of femininity onto his son. Then, that's not the kicker. This is the kicker. Then he ended up getting a surrogate for Gabrielle Union. So she ended up getting a daughter. But now she has a daughter and oops, But I've already started an agenda against Dwayne Wade's son. Now what do I do? I have no other choice but to support him now because this is something that I created. But she's influencing Dwayne Wade. This sounds familiar to me. If you read the Bible in Genesis of Adam and Eve, and you know, Eve supposedly eats the apple and the serpent talks to Eve and convinces her to go take it to Adam. Temptation, manipulation. Gabrielle Union did that to Dwayne Wade. She ate the apple. Her inner demon, the serpent, was like, okay, now that you got what you want, and it's good, right? It's good. You got your daughter, right? So now take it back to Dwayne Wade and convince him that this is okay. Just convince him that this is what we should be doing. Convince him enough to go get his son castrated and that it's okay. And let's try to convince the world together that this is a great idea when it's not. It's really sad. A lot of stars are speaking out on the issue. And a lot of stars are correct with what they say. This boy is only 12. He hasn't even been through puberty yet. He has not been around females because a lot of times when celebrities have kids, they don't go to public school. I'm unapologetic about this. What I'm saying right now is how I feel. I'm not with it. At first, I was like, okay, Dwayne Wade is, you know, supporting his son. But then I feel like after a while, this is for attention. Have you ever seen Dwayne Wade and just thought, it's something about him that seems dead? You look into his eyes and it seems like no one is there. The lights are on, but nobody's home. I feel like Dwayne Wade thinks that he is trapped. He's forcing the ideas of himself onto his son and living through his son. Dwayne Wade is a basketball star. He's around men all the time, if not majority of the time. He doesn't interact with other females as much because Gabrielle Union is a control freak. She's going to get her way regardless. Dwayne Wade should not get his son castrated. He's too young. He's only 12. He may discover when he gets older in age that I do like women. But now I like women, but I don't have no balls. I don't have no reproductive organs. I don't have no penis. So who's going to accept them? Then there's going to be an even bigger identity crisis. And he's going to be angry. He's going to be asking questions. Like Christian Hill said, Gabrielle Union probably didn't give him that option. It wasn't play with this Barbie doll or play with this truck. It was play with this doll or play with this doll. Get your fingernails done this way or get them this way. That's why it's important for us to be strong within ourselves, mentally, physically, emotionally, before we start having kids. Because once a spirit sees that we are not strong in ourselves, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, they're going to attack us. And then while attacking us, this is going to expose it to our children and what they see. A child's mind is very impressionable. And then this same idea is going to manifest itself into your child. Don't have kids if you're not ready in all aspects, because it's hard and things like this happen. So that's my two cents, y'all. That's what I had to say. And I really appreciate you all for tuning in to the New Wave, Everything New, brought to you by your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. You all have a lovely night. Peace and love to you all. Talk to y'all later on another episode of the New Wave.